Now, can you make me a chai? Bunny and I can't figure it out for nothing. Bunny walked back into the coffee house to take care of any customers while I made Louise's custom chai tea. Tell me about the dog. I turned the gas knob on the stove to high to bring the water to a boil. Tank came from a fraternity boy. She rolled her eyes and eased herself down on one of the stools that was next to the kitchen island where I prepared most of the foods. I don't know why these college kids think they can take care of a dog when they can barely take care of or feed themselves. I'm glad he brought Tank to you. I retrieved the cardamom, cinnamon powder, star anise, fennel seed, nutmeg, ginger, cloves, and peppercorn that I used to make her tea. Without Pet Palace, I'm not sure what the animals in Honey Springs would do. Pet Palace was Honey Springs' take on a local SPCA. Not all small towns in Kentucky had an animal shelter, and Pet Palace was solely run on volunteers and donated money. Louise never turned away an animal of any kind. Every Monday night, I volunteered to clean cages and feed the animals. Without you, they'd never get the exposure they needed to find a good home. She leaned in on the counter, propping her elbows up and resting her chin in her hands. I love having them here. I stirred in the ingredients as the water boiled. Unfortunately, I can't contribute with money, but I can offer my coffee house and time. The coffee house was a dream for me. I'd become a lawyer like my own mother had dreamed, married another law student, and we opened our own practice. After I'd caught him taking more than a monetary payment from one of our clients, we'd gotten divorced. Aunt Maxie had asked me to come visit like I did when I was a child. Then she told me about the plans to revitalize the boardwalk, and subtly she planted the seed that I should move there. And she'd let me put my own coffee house in one of the two buildings she owned on the boardwalk. Crooked Cat, which I'd never allow her to kick out, and the building where the coffee house sat today. Without much thinking, I drained my bank account to open the coffee house and buy the cabin. I was now a part of the Honey Springs community. My way of giving back to such a wonderful cause as Pet Palace, I came up with the idea that one animal a week could be featured at the coffee house since we had a lot of traffic. They could live in the coffee house during the week. Luckily, there hadn't been any backlash from the community, and the local health department kept a close eye on me to make sure they didn't enter the kitchen. Our success rate was 100%, and most of the time the animals were adopted within the first 48 hours of coming to the coffee house. I put all his paperwork and information in a red folder underneath the counter out there. She pointed and grabbed an apple out of the basket. You've already been to the farmer's market today? I grabbed a teacup off the rack and carefully poured Louise's tea. I set it in front of her and moseyed over to the refrigerator to get her creamer. No, in fact, I've got to get over there and call Patrick to take me. I dragged my phone out and quickly texted him. Loretta Beebe came in and actually asked me to make some apple honey crisps for the last meeting of the year for the Southern Women's Club. Can you believe it? Loretta is a pushover. She just acts like she's mightier than thou. Plus, you and all your goodies are the talk of Honey Springs. She knows that she needs to hire you before you get too busy. She'll brag on how she discovered you. Louise rolled her eyes so big it was enough for the both of us. Do you mind putting this into a to-go cup? I've got a full day. Sure. I didn't hesitate. I had a full day, too. And getting to the farmer's market to get the best apples Mr. Hill had was my number one priority.